Okay, I'm sorry. Home Depot.
So we were at Home Depot and we picked out the stuff, and then we got halfway home and discovered that we were on the wrong page. Like, we were just, I wanted to do it a different way than he wanted to do it. We're doing a hanging light over the dining room table.
Right.
And then, so he's like, all right, we have to go to Home Depot. So I said, let's go to the other Home Depot in Nashua, and I'll go to the grocery store while you're in Home Depot. So he did, and he got the stuff he needed. And then he picked me up at Hanford, and then we went. He goes, I got to show you something. And I was like,
what?
What?
What do you mean? He's got to show you something?
Yeah, and he pulled down his pants. No.
In Home Depot?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. So then we went
in the wood aisle?
Back to home. Yeah, got wood. And then we went back into Home Depot. And when we did, I decided to just buy a light and not make one.
Oh.
So he returned all this stuff in the Home Depot, and I bought a light. So now he's home installing it.
Wow.
But now we don't have to make anything.
You know, I make fun of you, but that I do that 99.9% of the time. When I start projects, I end up buying what I'm trying to build.
I know. I was like, all right, and we got the wood, and it was going to cost like $10 as opposed to like $200. And then I'm like, screw this. Let's just buy the light.
I know. You ever do the math? Like, well, you pick out a project, and you think you're going to save money, and then when you actually do the math, it's like $10 cheaper than if you
were
to buy it.
Well, you know what? It wasn't even that. It was just like the labor that was going to be involved. Matt's like, I go, how much do you charge for labor, Matt? Like, if you charge me $30 an hour, it's going to cost me, let's say, more money to make the fucking thing. Anyway.
So we can start. Is it up and ready to go?
No, he's installing it.
Right now, as we speak?
Yeah. He just started drilling holes in the ceiling.
Oh, my God. Are you going to eat dinner under your new light tonight?
I'll be alone because he's going to play poker. So no, I got to clean the house.
What a good housewife you are. Wow. Yes.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we've been recording.
Oh, that recorded my story.
Yeah, I recorded
props
some of your
to
story
Home
there.
Depot. I love you, Home Depot, because the little old man that worked there, he was so cute. Yeah. He had to go up on the ladder and get my light.
I know. And just for
he was so nice.
Clarity, Matt did not pull down his pants in the wood aisle.
No, he did not. No.
Nope.
It was in the countertop aisle.
Wow. Hey, you know what's weird? We were supposed to have a guest on today, and he's a no-show.
Yeah.
And that guest would be my son.
I think we should FaceTime call him, like, on speaker and be like, where are you at, bitch? We're waiting for you.
I'm going to grab my phone.
All right, I'll carry the show. Oh, you have your phone.
So I guess I'll have to do this on speaker because I haven't figured out how to take phone calls in this machine yet.
Just do it on speaker and see if he answers. Have you tried to call him yet today?
No. Kara, my wife, called him last night just to make sure he was alive.
Is he?
Yeah, he's alive. He just hasn't brushed his teeth in 2 days.
Oh, so the person he's with isn't alive.
Which is a normal thing. Yeah, the person he's with is dying. Oh, my God. I don't know his phone number off the top of my head. I have to look him up.
You don't even do you talk to your phone and say, call Harrison?
I don't do that. I don't like Siri.
Why? She does it for you.
No, I
don't. Call Harrison. She'll call it from my phone.
She calls me and asks me to help her. Most of the time,
I don't even say Siri. I just press the button and it goes, and then
I know. But when I talk to that machine, that Siri, whatever, I feel like my speech is off because it never understands what I'm saying.
You have to be loud and use your lips. Because Matt, when he talks to it, doesn't move his lips, so she doesn't know what he's saying. Like,
all right, here we go. Harrison's on speaker. Hopefully he picks up.
Hello?
Harrison, you're busy? Little jerk. Pick up. Don't send me to your proper voicemail message.
Wait.
He's all business in his voicemail message. Ready?
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
What up?
How you doing?
I'm doing.
All right, so we are on the podcast right now, and we're just wondering where our guest is.
I told you that I couldn't come.
You told me you couldn't come?
Yeah.
Oh, you
what?
Did.
What? I got all ready for you.
Huh?
Can you hear her?
I got all ready for you.
Oh, sorry, Mom.
Well, can you tell us, well, at least we understand that you couldn't come, but tell us why you couldn't come. We're just curious.
Why?
Yeah, we're curious.
Well, if you really want to know,
okay.
I had a date.
Oh.
And it went well.
Is it still going?
No.
Oh.
So have you brushed your teeth since yesterday?
What the hell does that make a difference?
How'd you brush your teeth?
Because I'm home now.
Oh, your home.
See?
Well, I got you on the phone in your home. Don't use the toilet in your bathroom.
Yeah, and it's why I'm currently sitting on your toilet.
Oh, you asshole.
Oh, my God. So you answer the phone when you're on the toilet.
I was going to tell you, go use the toilet downstairs in the gym. Just stay away from my bathroom. The toilet in your room isn't getting clogged, by the way. It's the little ball thing and that floats in the tank. It's not filling up the tank enough to put enough water in the bowl to wash away all your memories.
That's not exactly the problem, because I always can just fix it. But wait, is this literally like, are we on the podcast right now or just talking about toilets?
Yes,
you're on.
Wow, this is great.
Yeah, I feel like we're there in there with you.
Hey, so when are you moving in with this guy?
Oh, man, we'll talk about that another time.
I'm
just messing with you, buddy. All right, so I'll let you get back to your business.
Yeah.
All right, make sure there's no hair and there's nothing sitting on the,
oh my
on the rim,
God.
Okay?
That's fine.
All right.
That's fine. And should just... I pick up all of your used toilet paper off of the floor?
No, that's your mother's. That's not me. Your mother's
disgusting. No, I'm
joking.
There's really no toilet paper. All right. It's actually pretty clean. But, yeah, I'll leave it the way I found it.
Okay, buddy. We'll have to reschedule you. Yeah, we'll reschedule. And what's a good time for you, like 4 in the morning, like after your date?
Oh, yeah. During.
Probably. Yeah, we'll figure out a time. We'll figure out a time. All right. I do want to do it, like, in the next, like, week or two, for sure.
Next week or two? Okay. So for a 20-year-old, that means 6 months from now.
Yeah.
No. Forget. I'll stay true to my word. I'd say the next week or two, next Saturday or the Saturday after, I'll come on.
Okay, buddy.
All right.
All right. Well, enjoy your shit.
Yeah, I will.
All right. I'll see you when I see you. I love you.
Yeah, love you, too. Right. One more thing. Guess what?
What?
You're pregnant.
Oh, you hung up on me.
That's my thing on purpose.
That's my little joke. He did it to me.
That was Harrison coming live from the hopper.
Yep. Taking a nice big
number two
in my bathroom. The gift that just keeps on giving.
But he sounds happy, so it must have been.
Yeah, he doesn't want to talk
productive.
About it. Yeah. Usually he loves to talk about things if they go bad. I don't think
he would have talked about it on the air.
Oh, yeah, he will. He will. I'm saying if it's not working out, he'll talk about it.
Oh.
But if it's something that he is kind of into, he won't. I think he thinks he might jinx it if he talks about it too much.
Okay, well.
So that seems like it's going pretty well on his side of the world.
Interesting.
Hey, what's your opinion about celebrities? I think they're total jerks, but what do you think?
I like them.
Okay.
I like them, and I would like to be one. What?
That's just funny.
I want to be one because I think I would like all the attention.
Right. But there's the downside to being a celebrity.
A
lot of celebrities can't handle the pressure, and they just squander their earnings and get into the
drugs. Well, that's why I wanted to become one now, because I'm smarter now. If I had become a celebrity when I was young and didn't care.
What kind of handle it? Like, there's different, I guess, grades of, like, there's A, B, and C, whatever.
There is?
Yeah, like, you know, like, what's the biggest celebrity? Like, Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is an A-list.
He's
top of the food chain. He can't go anywhere without people messing with him. You know, pictures and...
That might get a little old, but...
So would you like to be a, like, do you want to make a lot of money and, or is it more about the fame?
I think it's... A little bit of both.
You want the recognition. You want people to know who you are.
Yeah, but I don't know what I would do to become a celebrity. Like, I can't act or sing or dance. I can't play football or bat. I'm not a 7-foot-tall man.
Yeah.
To play basketball.
Yeah.
But I will get famous one day.
I think you're famous now. People know who you are.
No, they don't.
Everybody has a degree of famous. Like, I'm a, like hundreds of people know who I am. That's a little bit famous.
That's a little scary.
So I had an idea. Why don't we... I have a list of celebrities here.
All right.
I have pictures, which you can't see. It's on my computer in front of me.
Tom Cruise.
Nope. I kept him out of this list.
Oh.
Because this is about celebrities that do bad, and Tom Cruise will not make this
list. Okay, celebrities like that are still celebrities that have done bad?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I kind of weaned out the ones that I think nobody would know who are. For instance, okay, so I'm going to give you the name of a celebrity, and if you don't know who they are, I'll try to give you a hint.
You're going to give me the name of a celebrity, and I have to decide who it is?
Guess what they did wrong.
Oh, guess what they did.
These people have done wrong.
Like illegal stuff?
Illegal. Yeah.
And got caught?
And just bad, yeah.
And went to jail?
Some of them, yes. Yeah, all of them either went to jail. Some of them might have gotten off, but they
were... Are they known for their crime?
No, I don't think... They're known for just being famous who they are, you know, in the acting world, but... they're not really known. Like, okay, let's just do this first one.
All right, Jar. All right, go. I'm ready.
Would you call me? You call me a Jar?
No, Jar.
You said all right, Jar.
Okay, Jar.
All right. You know who Jeremy Renner?
Yes, I do. I met
him. You met him.
Yes,
I love him
in the airport.
Oh, geez, you probably should.
I didn't know
careful.
Who he was. I just thought he was a baseball player, but all these people were crowded around him.
Oh.
And then afterwards, they're like, that was Jeremy Renner, so, and I was like, who?
Apparently, he's got some issues. I still really respect his work. I'm a big fan of this guy. He's been in some really good movies, but
yeah.
He is a solid actor with problems. And I'm going to give you...
Give me, like, three things that he could have done wrong, one of them being the right thing, two of them being the wrong thing.
Okay.
And I have to pick the right one.
All right. So, so Jeremy Renner, did he A... crash into a car and leave the scene of the crime, a hit and run?
Okay.
Did he B, tell his ex-wife that he was going to kill her and then kill himself because he believes that their daughter, who they're fighting over, would be better off without any parents than to be with her?
Okay.
Or C, would it be... did he get caught with a loaded weapon in an airport?
Okay, I don't think it was C because I saw him in the airport and hopefully he was not armed. I think it's B.
Which was what?
Which was
the really long one?
Fighting with his wife and
correct.
To kill her.
You are correct.
Yes.
Yes, he threatened his wife. He threatened to kill her.
Really?
Yeah, and then himself if because he thinks they're fighting over their daughter,
I guess. Currently?
Yeah, that's according to TMZ, so take that as much as you can take it, but TMZ is right, believe it or not, a lot of the times. They're kind of like the Inquirer, but they always end up being pretty
correct. You know what I was thinking when you were talking about celebrities that do bad things? What about, like didn't some of the Beach Boys, like, hang out with Charles Manson?
I'm not sure, but
they did.
A lot of people hung out with...
Because he was a musician, basically, and they would hang out with him.
Yeah, that's not a crime, though.
I know, but it's,
the Beach Boys did a lot of drugs, which is a crime.
Well,
to me, I don't think it should be a crime. I think if you do drugs, I don't think that you should go to jail for that.
I think everybody does a little bit of a crime.
Everybody, but do you...
Something.
Did you ever threaten Matt to kill him and then yourself?
No.
I think that's a crime. So right here...
that's a crime.
It says right here, Jeremy Renner's ex-wife, Sonny Pacheco, alleged in legal documents that the Marvel star talked about killing her while drunk and high on cocaine. He allegedly told somebody in a club that he could not deal with her anymore, and he just wanted her gone. The documents also allege that later the same night, Renner put a gun in his mouth and threatened to kill himself, firing the gun into the ceiling while their daughter, Ava, was asleep in her bedroom. Pacheco also claimed Renner, who said she was a drug problem. He said she was a drug problem. Damn. Once left cocaine out on the bathroom counter that his young daughter could have reached.
Oh, so that's like an episode of Shameless.
Yeah, he's got some problems. I still like him, though. I mean,
I think...
I could forgive him.
I don't know. I think that everybody's done stuff. It's just some stuff is publicized because they're in the spotlight. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Oh, my God.
You stealing gum when you were like 4 years old from the store. Which, by the way, I have not.
Never. I've stolen. My mother made me return whatever I stole.
That doesn't make the news.
Yeah. This stuff didn't make the news because I never heard. This is the first time I'm hearing of this. Poor guy. It says also Pacheco, which is his wife or ex-wife, alleged that their nanny overheard Renner saying he planned to kill his ex-wife and himself because it was better that Ava, his daughter, have no parents.
Yeah, it's better to have no parents than bad parents, right?
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, right. Okay.
Jeez. Amazing. So, okay.
All right, now.
All right, number two. Ready? Number two. Vomp.
I'm ready.
Have you ever heard of Johnny Depp?
No. Was he?
He's a nobody.
What is he? Oh, I'm sure he's done some.
Yeah,
bad
he's
things.
Got extra N's and extra P's in his name. That's what he's famous for. All right, so you have three choices. What did Johnny Depp do? Did he A?
What if he did all three?
Did he get caught with an underage girl in France?
Okay.
Did he B? Physically and emotionally abused his ex-wife during their brief marriage?
Yes.
Physically abused his wife, whatever. Did he see? When he was 16, did he drive without a license and run from the police and crash a car?
B.
Yeah. Why do you know the answer? Is it my delivery that's giving it away?
A little bit, but I also know that he did have a tumultuous relationship with his ex-wife, Amber Heard.
Yeah, I guess he abused her.
Yeah, well.
Emotionally and physically.
Yep.
I think emotionally is okay. I think you shouldn't physically abuse anybody.
I think any abuse is okay.
We're human. You know, we take things out on people, except for me. I'm perfect.
Yeah, well,
but
okay.
I'm saying the other 99.9% of the population. No, that's never
themselves.
Okay. I'm just kidding. It's never okay.
Most people don't even know they're being emotionally abused. You know what I mean? It's like...
It accumulates over time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you kind of like get soft to it.
My ex-husband was emotionally abusive.
Really?
Like yeah, because he was drunk all the time. But he would just be...
I don't know why I laughed when you
said
that.
Mean to me, like when he was drunk. So that was abuse. I was just mean back. That's the only thing.
So
I guess I was emotionally abusive too.
I mean, if you do it to each other, it cancels it out.
Then it's a good marriage.
It's not a good marriage, but he's not an asshole. And we'll just say you're not an asshole. He's not an asshole because you both did it.
Right. No, he's not an asshole. It was more like the liquor made him do it. They make you do it all
so,
the time.
So, I mean, you were just reacting to him, though. It wasn't like you started.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah, he was. I
could instigate if I was mad, though.
Nobody wants to live that way. You know, but liquor does that to people.
It yeah.
There's a few in here that are
alcohol related
too. Like people do some just terrible things when they're you wonder if it's like that's the real them and they're so loose from drinking that it just comes out and they're holding it back, or does the liquor do it and make them do bad things? I always wondered, like, what's the chicken or the egg? You know, one of those things.
Well, I don't know.
It
might
Johnny
give them
Depp,
the vehicle to do it.
Johnny Depp, I guess.
Although we still love Johnny Depp, though.
I never liked John. I knew 21 Jump Street is the only thing, honestly, that I liked him in.
You didn't like Pirates of the Caribbean?
I wasn't a fan of that. Yeah, it was too many graphics.
It was
soundtrack,
scary.
Hans Zimmer, great job. But the movie itself, to me, it was too much of a cartoon, you know.
Hmm.
I'm not big on that. I like either cartoons or, like, real life. And some of the, like, the Transformers movie series.
Oh, so good.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I can't. I wanted to love it so bad. I grew up on Transformers, but when I saw the movies, my eyeballs were so exhausted from all the crazy, like, graphics
movements
and stuff that was going on.
Yeah.
Like, Jurassic Park to me isn't really, like, is the perfect example of a perfect movie where there is some CGI, but they use, you know, some animatronics too, and it doesn't, like, just exhaust you, and it's not all about the graphics. The storyline was perfect.
See,
I think
Transformers,
the storyline was messed up.
Different eyes than I look at it. When I see stuff like that, I don't see any of the technical part of it. I just see it for the movie. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, when I see the Transformers, to me, they're real.
Wow.
Like, I don't think of it as being
cartoony.
Like, yeah, like cartoony or fake. I don't see it as that, which
like,
is.
I'm the same way with, like Avatar. That is, you know, there's a lot of I mean, it's basically a cartoon mixed with some real film, but. The story was so great. I didn't even think about the cartoony part of it. So in Avatar, that's an example of where there's a ton of graphics, and I still absolutely love it. Avatar is in my top three movies, I think, of all time.
See, to me, that those things... Okay, this is going to sound weird. To me, because they're so not real, yet here I am saying that the Transformers
are real
like
to you.
A real movie, so I guess I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
But I just, to that, I'm just like... Why is he wearing... Well, no. You know, like, I can't do the whole alien thing.
Decepticons, roll out.
That's right.
Let me see.
I loved Bumblebee.
Bumblebee's cool.
Yeah. But anyway.
So I guess get a little back on the Johnny Depp thing.
Johnny.
Want to know exactly what he did in one incident that was pretty brutal. Oh, Johnny. He took his wife's cell phone and smacked her across the face with it. How dare he do that?
Maybe it was the worst thing? Facial recognition on the phone.
Yeah. That was the invention of facial recognition right there.
It would be like, I know who
started,
that is.
Yeah, with a smack.
That fair face rang a bell. I'm funny.
Well, anyways, Johnny paid up $7 million when they got divorced. So it's all
As
better.
As he should.
It's all better.
It's all better. She can get a new phone.
All right. On to the next guy. Oh, I'll say the name, and you probably don't even know who it is, but I know you know who this is. Phil Rudd.
Paul Rudd?
No, Phil. Not related to Paul. Paul's
Phil
a goody,
Rudd.
Goody, goody, two-shoes.
I have no idea who that is.
He's the drummer from AC/DC.
Oh, okay.
See,
I just don't know him by name.
Nobody knows who he is by name unless you're an AC/DC fan.
Right.
So, he's Australian. Oh, I didn't even know he was Australian. I thought they were American. All right, so did, okay, you got to think, this is back probably in the 70s or the 80s. This happened in 2014, so relatively recently. Did he?
I won't look at you
okay.
when you're doing it. Go.
Did Phil Rudd get charged with fraud? Or B, did he get charged with child pornography? Or C, did he get charged with hiring a hitman to kill two people?
Hiring a hitman.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, it's my delivery. You know exactly, based on how I'm saying it, what the right answer is.
I know. I guess maybe we shouldn't play this because I'm always going to get them right.
You're like batting 1,000 right now.
I'm batting at least 10,000.
In a bizarre case of life imitating art, AC/DC fans are probably all collectively thinking back to the 1976 album Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. The title track. Because
done
this guy,
cheap.
Like 7 years ago, 11/6/2014, Phil Rudd, the drummer of legendary Australian New Zealand band. Australia, New Zealand.
I got some stuff.
AC/DC was charged with
attempting
to hire. I love him.
Oh,
he was charged with attempting to hire a hitman to kill two people. That's all they say. Rudd's motive and the names of the people have not been released.
What if it's us? What if it's
we're talking
Tony
about Phil? You're a good
Chris.
Guy. Phil's a good guy.
We love Phil.
He's innocent.
I knew who you were.
He's innocent. All right, here's a guy we know.
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, I love Mark.
I actually love him, too. I think
okay, go. I'll close my eyes so I can't read your face.
All right. Was Mark Wahlberg charged with attempted murder in 1987? Was he charged with gang-related crimes in 1991, right before he became hugely famous? Or was Mark Wahlberg charged with robbery, but it was before he was 16, so it's not technically a crime?
All three.
Don't be sympathetic with me. Really, which one do you think it is? Just guess.
All three.
Oh, you're wrong. He was charged with attempted murder in 1987 when he was two.
When he was two?
No. He's like our age, right?
Yeah, my age.
He's your age?
Sure.
So he was probably he was a teenager then.
Because
I was only 12 years old in 1987, and I can't picture him doing attempted murder at 12. So he pleaded guilty to assault and served 45 days at Boston Deer Island House of Correction for the beating of two different men. Tough guy.
No shit.
He's 49.
Oh, yeah. So
he's in between me and in between you. He's from Dorchester.
I know. I went down. Have you ever been to his restaurant?
No, my wife has.
Wahlburgers.
And she tells me all the time. It's okay.
Yeah.
I actually, his other brother, who was a part of the
Donnie?
Wahlburgers, no, the chef. One of his brothers
oh,
is a
yeah,
chef.
I know.
He was a chef at a restaurant called Bridgman's in Hull, Massachusetts.
And you went there?
I went there because I was working as a salesman for Crown Uniform and Linen Service. And
did you meet him?
I did. I didn't get to sit down and talk with him, but he was in the kitchen and he was the executive chef. So. Those are the people that typically I talk to talk about their linen and uniform needs. So I didn't know it at the time who he was. I thought he looked familiar. He looks just like all the other Wahlbergs.
I know. He's older, though, so he's got, like, a little bit less hair.
Yeah, dope. But he gave me his name, and I can't remember his first name, but he said Wahlberg. I'm like, Wahlberg? I didn't say, are you, so-and-so's brother or whatever, but I left there, and I Googled him as soon as I got home. I'm like, oh, my God, his brother's Mark Wahlberg. And Donnie Wahlberg, and he's like not the real famous one. But now I guess
they're all famous.
He's famous now because of Wahlbergs.
Yep.
So, yeah, so he used to be an executive chef at Bridgman's, which is a beautiful restaurant right on the water in Hull, Massachusetts.
I wonder if I've ever been there.
I don't even know if they're still around. I met the owner, and he was a wicked nice guy.
Yeah.
And, he's not like snobby, and guy has a ton of money, and he has a restaurant, and I hope they're still there. I hope he's still there. The location's beautiful. It's literally, you walk out the front door,
I want to be on the water.
Yeah? Up here or down south?
Yes. When all my money comes in, I want to be up here and down there.
That's what she said. Tom Sizemore. He's most famous for. Remember Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
You remember his partner, like the other guy?
Oh, I think I would know him if I saw him.
He's been in a ton of movies. Yeah. He was in Mimic. All right, I'm going to turn my computer around just so this is fair.
Oh, yeah. He's all wrinkly. Yeah. I'm sorry. Maybe that was just your computer screen.
You're wrinkled. No, I am not wrinkly. Screen. She meant Tom Sizemore. All right, so. Three choices, I guess. A, death threats. B, sexual harassment. C.
Wow. We have to get the alphabet trained.
I had to get my fingers out to count. Or C, battery.
Battery.
All of the above, Chris.
Oh, shit. He's a badass.
That's just a fraction of what he done.
He done?
What he done?
What he did.
He did a lot of bad stuff.
What'd you do?
Ooh. He's got a very long rap sheet, which they haven't listed, so I guess we can't get into it. But
Mother Teresa.
I've known him. He's been in, I've actually heard that he had some porn sneak out, like him and a girl. Like, he's just done everything. Drugs. He's a bad drug addict.
He's living his life, and he's doing what he wants to do.
Yeah, porn, drugs, and
if
battery.
If he wants to do that, then that's great. Good for him. I'm all about doing what you want to do.
He's still a good guy in my book.
You know what? It's not my problem.
All right. Moving on to the whitest rapper ever.
Eminem,
baby.
I love him.
I'm not a big fan, but...
I am a big fan ever since 8 Mile.
I just don't believe it. He's got this look on his face like it's just not believable that he's been through shit. Like the shit that he raps about. Which he probably has, though.
Came from a pretty rough upbringing, a rough young life.
Yeah, I guess, whatever.
So, it's comparable.
Yeah, I'm not even going to give you choices. I'm just going to tell you that he was charged in the year 2000, charged with possession of a concealed weapon and assault. To me, is not.
I think everybody
has.
Did that.
Yeah, everybody
has. Everybody, especially in the rap world,
He pulled out a gun and threatened somebody. Ooh. Yeah. And the following day, he assaulted a man that he claimed was kissing his wife. Oh, that's so hardcore gangster stuff.
Well, I would hope that my husband would do the same thing.
Yeah, that's all they say is what he was charged with. But sometimes there's stuff that leads you to do stuff, and they never tell you what that is.
I know.
Maybe if they give you that information, it would kind of, you'd understand. Maybe he's, somebody kissed my wife. I mean, I would just yell at them. I wouldn't hit them. My wife would tell me to beat the crap out of him. Like, that's how she is. She'd be like, go get him. We're going to hire a hitman.
And no, I'm like, she would have no, kissed man. Him back.
Yeah, probably. Yes, she would. Who's this guy? Let's get through this. Oh, Nick Nolte.
Oh, I love Nick Nolte.
You just guess what he did wrong.
Nick?
Drugs. Nope.
Wait. He hit somebody.
No.
Violence?
Nothing tough. No, nothing violent.
Oh, nothing tough or violent. Tax evasion.
Nope. I'll just tell you. He was arrested for selling counterfeit documents in 1965.
What the?
I mean, how old is this guy? He avoided a 45-year jail sentence.
Wait, he was in jail?
No, he avoided it.
How do you avoid it?
They're going to tell you right here. Oh, he avoided a 45-year jail sentence that is associated with the crime, but was not allowed to join the military. Poor guy. In 2002, he was arrested for DUI.
Probably better.
Yeah, he's not a criminal. Whatever. They're saying here he is, but. He did. First of all, he didn't get a conviction.
He's been ridden hard.
Yeah. Have you seen his face?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
His face rides people hard.
I mean, it's just he's been around the block.
Remember Christian Slater?
I love Christian Slater.
I used to like him.
You don't like him anymore?
No. He just, to me, the whole Jack Nicholson imitation thing was a little bit too much for me. You know, he used to idolize him, and he actually talks just like...
Yeah.
You know, he talks just like what people sound like when they imitate him. Not like the actual guy, but...
Yeah.
He was accused of assault with a deadly weapon in 1989. That was like when he was just about getting real famous.
Well, you know what? It was the 80s. Everybody did that.
But battery, too, and then sexual harassment.
Oh, yeah, no.
Do you say harassment or harassment?
I don't... hairy ass. I don't know. Harass.
He got charged with sexual hairy ass in 2005. Well, 51 years old.
He should have just shaved. He's 50. I know he's my age. I mean, he's older than me.
This picture, he still looks pretty good, though.
He looks good. He's in a new show. I just don't know what it's called.
Oh, man. Todd Bridges. You remember him?
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah. What you talking about, Willis?
Is he still alive?
Oh, yeah. No, he's only 55. He was a child actor. So.
Arnold died, though, I think. Little Arnold.
Arnold?
His little brother.
Yeah. The short kid, right?
Yeah.
I thought, oh, yeah, you're right. He did. He had health issues. I remember he was a security guard at one point.
Yeah.
So Todd Bridges was accused of several horrible crimes, including attempted murder. You should see the spike on the recording. It spiked like right out of my screen.
I hope I didn't spread COVID through the microphone.
I'm going to have to a little compression at that point. People's ears are going to explode. So he was.
Always say when my laugh comes out, I have to turn down the radio.
Yeah, no,
that's going to kill everybody.
Every time you laugh, the little squigglies on the recording.
I can't help it.
It tops out. Yeah, no, that's what compression was invented for.
ooh, just got chilled.
So attempted murder, 1989, assault with a deadly weapon, 1990, and reckless driving, which is weak, in 1988.
My mother's calling. I'm sorry.
You want to put her on speaker?
Yeah.
All right, let's say hi to your mom.
All right. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm doing my podcast. You're on the air.
Dear God in heaven. Where are you doing that from?
We're doing from the cafe where I work. Me and Tony. Yeah. Say hi to Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, neighbor. How are you?
Good. I'm fine.
Neighbor?
I love you.
Neighbor.
I love your lasagna.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I had to say that, Tony, because I really did.
I'm going to go professional someday and just sell lasagnas.
Yeah. I told him
you should.
I told him.
I'm planning.
Papa Ricardo.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to call him Papa.
Yeah.
Big Poppy.
So for St. Paddy's Day this year, I'm doing a corned beef and cabbage lasagna. Instead of the pasta, instead of the pasta, it's going to be cabbage. And then it's going to be corned beef, potato, and carrots. In several layers, you know, and seasoned perfectly. And
does it sound good, Mom?
But I mean, you're not using pasta, right?
No pasta. It's just like it's like boiled dinner in a lasagna form.
Layered.
Yeah. Layered.
Oh my God! Yeah, like a chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
No, yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of deliciousness in your mouth.
Are you serving that at the restaurant?
Yeah, we're gonna serve it at the restaurant.
At the restaurant.
I'm going to charge $99 a plate.
Oh, okay. I was going to go there. But.
I'll give you the senior discount.
Oh, you get the senior discount.
It'll be like $9.99 cents for you.
Oh, I was going to say $9.99.
Oh, I'll take it.
$0.99 I'll take.
That's right. I'll take that all day.
He has to afford to pay me.
Gosh. Well, anyway, is somebody home at the house?
Yes, Matt is there installing my light. Matt, my husband.
Yeah. Who's Matt?
He's installing the light.
Oh, he's installing the light. I thought you were saying somebody yeah. else was there as well.
Yep.
I was just curious. Okay. Because okay.
you're coming
I
over?
There. Huh?
Because you're coming over?
I was going to.
Okay.
I really was.
Yeah.
And then I get a bad case of the runs. Am I on the air?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I know. I know where Chris gets it. You know, I think the runs get a bad rap. I think it's a good thing. You got a good case of the runs.
Like, you ever have a bad case of the runs?
No, all my runs are good.
You never get where you're going.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy it.
That's true. Well, listen, you guys. I have to go, literally.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to send you a Metamucil lasagna.
Please do, with Imodium in it.
Yeah.
Sprinkled on top.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye, Tony.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She's awesome.
We have two guests on today. I'm so excited.
My God, we're famous.
We are famous. Anybody else going to call me? Anyone? Anyone? Are you done with your...
No, I got a couple more. I know you love this.
No, I have an agenda.
Tim Allen. You know he's been arrested before, right? Everybody kind of knows that.
Really?
Yeah, but it wasn't just like a little bit of drugs. He was caught with over 1 pound of cocaine.
When?
1979.
Oh my God. That was the 70s.
Yeah,
like cocaine was like served with french fries at McDonald's.
You always buy a pound of cocaine with
yeah.
sugar, like
you know
at
what?
The grocery store.
At the grocery, like flour, yeah.
In an effort to avoid a life sentence, which he could have gotten because the amount, Allen provided law enforcement with the names of other drug dealers. He ratted people out. And he just served over 2 years in jail. 1979 to 1981, but he was a rat. So he probably has bodyguards today,
right.
I'm guessing.
Yes.
And he is 67 years old.
He is. I watch his show. It's called Man with a Plan. Have you ever watched
it?
It's hysterical.
I liked him when he was in the Tool Time. Or whatever,
I know.
But.
It's funny.
One more. My favorite one. Jeffrey Jones.
Who's that?
I tell you this story all the time. I used to make his sandwich when he lived on Boca Grande, and I worked in a little deli on an island in Florida called Boca Grande.
I know.
And Jeffrey Jones is the principal.
The principal
from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Remember
the
principal?
Oh, I thought he was the principal from. I thought he was the principal from.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
From Breakfast Club.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. He was the principal, the redheaded guy from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, that tall, dorky dude.
Yeah, the tall, dorky dude.
Oh, I always pictured the other guy.
Rooney.
Yes.
He was Rooney, Edward Rooney.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is 2002. So this happened shortly after maybe 4 or 5 years after I met him. So this guy was caught with child pornography in 2002.
Oh, God. All
and
right.
now
that
he's a registered sex offender.
Oh, good. I'm glad he registered.
Yeah, I'm good. As long as he registers, he's okay.
Yeah.
You're good to go. But yeah, and so he's 72 years old.
Yeah.
Wow. That's the end of that segment, Chris.
Okay, so I have some things that are kind of funny. So I always like look for crazy. Oh shit. Crazy headlines and stuff because I think it's funny, like crazy things that people do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read you some of them. Some of them have a follow-up story, some don't. So one of the ones that I read was missing woman.
I have to listen, right? All right. I was just phasing out. Here we go. I'm listening. You know how
I'm
I get.
I'm just going to talk to myself.
No, you know how I get.
Missing woman unwittingly joined search party looking for herself.
What? That's something I would do.
So you get lost in the woods and you see a bunch of people and they're searching for somebody and you just join them and they don't even know that you're searching with them and you don't even know that it's
yeah.
who they're searching
so
for.
So did she? What's her name?
I don't know. That's
you think
all it
she
says,
yelled at
it
her name in the woods like, Judy, where are you?
That's what I mean. Oh, she has the same name as yeah. me. All right. All right. And then
and she's holding a poster of herself. Like.
Then there was another headline that says, statistics show that teen pregnancy drops off significantly after age 25. No, shit.
Yeah, no. It drops
You're
off.
You're not a teen anymore.
It drops off significantly after you break the 250-pound bracket.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Bugs flying around with wings are flying bugs.
Judy,
that's the headline.
Judy, where are you?
That's, like,
that's the same lady that the bug
yeah,
lady.
Yeah, she's looking for herself. What else did I see? Oh.
You get your nails done?
Yeah.
Wow, they're different. Was that a seafoam?
Okay, wait. Listen to this headline from the Daily World News. Grandpa, who won romp with two hookers in Get Your Grandpa Laid radio contest, choked to death as he hurried his dinner on way to have threesome.
Oh, wow.
The black fly in your
sausage.
Chardonnay.
Yeah. You should never eat sausage before you're going to a threesome.
Oh, my gosh. what else? Let's see.
That's the worst thing ever, actually.
Yeah.
If he died in bed, that would have been epic. But he died eating a hot dog, in his crappy apartment.
Oh, here's another one. It's a parenting pro tip. Male nipples can keep babies calm.
Oh, that's wrong.
A new report on fatherhood claimed today that the male nipple is just as good at soothing a fretful infant as a female one. UK
yeah, it's
Charity
soothing
Fathers
for who?
Direct examined the AKA pygmies in northern Congo and found that fathers often step in to suckle their babies. AKA fathers are at their child's side around 47% of the time, while British men carry out a third of child care duties.
Those are the same people that cannibalize,
oh my
by
God.
The way.
God.
Wrongo. Definitely wrong.
What else?
Just
kids, some of these
stay
crazy
away from my
things
nipples
that are actually in the news, you know? Like, oh,
this,
so
you know
this
what's good
one,
about, hey, this is actual news, not
I know,
not political.
I'm not making it up.
Yeah. You know, I try to look up news, and I couldn't find anything other
that's
than,
not
like,
political.
That's not political. There is no such thing.
There's one that shows a guy, giving the news, like, you know how the newscasters, so he's, like, on location somewhere. And the headline under it, which has, like, the number of the news station, it says, man killed to death. Oh, my God. Really? Oh, my God.
That's white slang.
And then there's another one that says, wife stabs husband with squirrel. And then it says, this woman is clearly nuts. So that's a good one. That was a fake laugh.
Was that a true story? Man got killed by a squirrel.
Yep.
Stabbed to death.
Yep.
Was it frozen?
Well,
I wonder
she
how.
Tried to stab him with the squirrel.
Oh, yeah. It was limp.
Oh, my gosh. What else? Okay. Man with bizarre name arrested. His name is Bizao Dudu Zoppity Bop Bop Bop.
Where is he? Is he from Canada?
No. Why would he be from Canada?
I don't know. Sounds like a Canadian name.
And then there was a girl who was, she was pressing charges against Dick's, the sporting goods store, you know?
Yeah.
And, but the headline says, girl takes on Dick's. And it shows a picture of a young girl.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Oh, that's really bad. Like, think about what you're going to put on the headline before you, homeless man steals EMS rig to go to strip club.
Jesus. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, if you're going to get there, you might as well take an ambulance.
These all happened before the pandemic.
I know, definitely.
Nobody's choking on hot dogs before getting to a threesome with prostitutes right now.
These are just funny. Anyway.
So, Venus Williams, remember the tennis player?
Yep.
Venus Williams got into a car accident in 2017, mm-hmm. which left one man dead while driving in Palm Beach, Garden, Florida. When she rushed into an intersection, despite not having the right of way, she T-boned a car. The car's driver survived, but her husband, who was in the passenger seat, 78-year-old man, was sent to the ICU where he died later.
Wow.
Way to go, Venus.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Caitlyn Jenner, too. Remember that a couple years ago?
When he became a she?
No, after, he was dressed, I think it's before he did. Oh, no, it was right before. Didn't he, hit somebody's car and they died?
I vaguely remember something
actually, it was
like
in 2015.
Well, 6 years ago. I don't know.
He was involved. Well, we can say he, right? Yeah. It was involved in a fatal car accident. According to witnesser.
That reminded me of something.
Hold on, I'm reading it.
The word sir.
Sir? I don't want to do the Caitlyn Jenner one. It's boring.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Laura Bush. George Bush's
daughter?
Wife.
Oh.
When she was in high school, she neglected to stop at a stop. They had cars back then.
Oh, my God.
She neglected to stop at a stop sign when she was driving. She hit another car and killed its driver.
What?
Yeah. Michael Dutton Douglas, MDD.
And she didn't go to jail?
No. Well, she's, you know, who happened to be a close friend. Oh, she was friends with him and a classmate. She's 73.
That's awful.
Matthew Broderick. Another Ferris Bueller's Day Off dude.
He was Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, so Matthew Broderick killed somebody.
He did?
He drove the wrong way on a one-way street and crashed into an oncoming vehicle. The driver and the passenger in the other car both died from their injuries. 1987. When did Ferris Bueller's Day Off come out?
It was like right around there.
Wow.
Right?
So, yeah. Damn.
85, 86.
How old do you think he is?
A little older than me, so probably like 58.
You're close.
I am. He's married to Sarah Jessica Parker.
Still?
Yeah.
I knew they were married a long time ago. I'm going through the list here. It gets weak. Snoop Dogg.
I have to tell you what we did.
What? Who's we?
Oh, maybe I already did tell you.
Who's we?
Me and Matt.
Oh, what? You went to Home Depot and...
No, we made syrup.
Oh, my God. From that, you tapped a tree in your yard?
We tapped two trees in our yard.
And you had enough syrup? Was it actual syrup?
We had 2 gallons of sap, and we wanted to see what would happen, so we boiled it down.
Yeah?
And we made syrup.
Like, how much did you get out of 2 gallons?
Like half a cup.
Oh, wow.
It's not much, but it was like enough to be like, oh, my God, and taste it.
And it worked?
It was sweet. As anything.
How long did it take you to...
You have to wait till all the sap evaporates because sap boils like water.
No, I mean, how long did it take to get the buckets filled 2 gallons out of a tree?
Like 3 days.
That's it?
Yeah. Oh,
I thought it would
gallons
take
of stuff goes through those trees.
Wow.
So, and it's good to have cold nights and warmer days so that increases the sap flow, I guess.
That's kind of exciting.
It was. You don't add anything to it, and then it boils down, and once it starts to boil, you know how like sugar boils?
Yeah.
Or... So it gets, like, thicker and the bubbles start to get, like, smaller.
That's when you stop it?
That's when you stop boiling it. And we stopped and it... And
so did you see him do that? Like, how long did that take to, like,
the go boiling?
2 gallons?
Like, about 3 hours.
Wow.
Boiling.
So it boiled... Did he set it on high or, like, medium?
High.
Medium or high? Oh, my God. I want to do it now.
Yeah. I'll bring some in. You can taste it. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's like a light colored syrup.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's so sweet. Like you don't, and
so
it's so weird. It's like natural sugar.
I know, but it's from your yard. So that's
I know.
Pretty
that's
cool.
What I'm saying. It's like
and
Matt's sugar
cup.
Shack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't let you have extra syrup, I'm assuming. Like on your pan. Like, load that thing up with syrup. No, man, it took 2 gallons to get it.
I know. I'm like, we're going to have a dropper full.
This half cup has to last like the rest of the winter.
I'm like, you could like sell it. It'd be like Matt's syrup. But you could, because he gets mad when I say syrup, because it's syrup. And I was like, you could put it.
Call it.
Be like syrup. S-I-R-R-U-P. Syrup.
Can I call him Ma'am Jemima?
No, we were going to call him...
Ma'am Jemima?
No, what were we... Uncle Jemima or something like that. But then he would get taken off the bottle. But but yeah, it was really,
just call
really
it
good.
Whitey syrup.
Yeah, just call it... It was good. It was really good. I was amazed because I was like, oh my God, we're going to tap our own trees. Like we have 2 maple trees in our yard. That's it.
So
and one I thought was dead.
I grew up, I think we had 2 maple trees. We had one in our front yard. It was beautiful. We used to get
ours
these
is in
dark...
the front yard. It's got 2 taps in it now. It's really pretty in my front yard.
Everything's
and one in the backyard.
He's going to tap everything, even the wood on
he's
your house.
He's going to tap that.
He's
going to
tap the house.
Tap that.
My house produces syrup.
I'm sure the house could produce something if he tried hard enough.
Dad, why is there a tap in my car?
No, he was like, it was really, I was amazed. And so was he. But he was like really into it.
I'm pretty Matt. If you're listening, dude, I'm impressed, man.
Yeah.
I was making fun of the idea. You know, Chris told me about it, and I was like, you know, from my knowledge, which is not too extended, I was like, there's no way he's going to get any syrup. He's going to, like, get 8 gallons of sap and get, like, a thimble of syrup.
No. But there's, like, half a cup.
Still, 2 gallons into a half a cup. That's not a lot.
It's not, but, you know, when you think about it, he thought, he said it takes 40 gallons to make 1 gallon of syrup. But he's like, well, there's no way we're going to get 40 gallons. So let's just boil down what we have.
It took him 3 days to get that much. Yeah. I was thinking it would take months to get,
Trees are like
they're constantly
gallons
producing
of sap goes through that tree. Oh, yeah.
Wow. So did he put the taps back in the tree?
Yeah, they're still in there.
Yeah. Oh, they're still in there.
Yeah, we're getting more.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, he could have a full cup in another couple of days.
Yep.
Go, Matt.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, actually, that is. I'm pretty impressed.
I am, too. I was like, holy shit, this worked.
So he's got a
And that's something natural like that. You don't have to add anything to it. It's just
Matt,
natural
you have
sugar.
A stay of execution for at least another couple weeks.
Yeah, that's right. What does that mean?
You're not going to kill him.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not going to kill him.
Or
and he's
hire
hanging
a
my light right now, so... There's when I get home, he's going to be in like Flynn.
He's like super husband.
He is.
I got to do more stuff like that.
Because my birthday is coming.
Let me guess. Your birthday's Monday, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe Harrison will cover for you on Monday.
What am I going to do?
I don't know. I don't even know what Harrison's going to do. I can't even get him to like come to on our podcast.
He's taking a shit.
Yeah, he's shitting in my bathroom probably still. You know,
actually, he talked about shit. My mother talked about the runs. Yeah. What is this?
What is this episode being sponsored by?
By Pepto Bismol.
Pepto and Metamucil.
Metamucil.
Yeah, and prunes, the actual fruit.
Yep.
Is prunes? Yeah, it's a raisin, right? Prunes is a fruit, or is it a vegetable?
It's a fruit.
It's a fruit. Okay. I like figs. I don't know why he said that.
I see dead people. Yeah.
So, let me see where we're at. Let me get out of this page.
Okay.
Oh, my God. We haven't been recording this whole entire time.
We haven't?
No. I'm kidding. We
haven't. Oh. I'm just like, we haven't?
I'm just kidding. Checking the beats here. Ooh. All right.
Feel the rain on your
What else do you want to talk about, Chris?
Oh.
Anything. You... What was the, this is kind of like the garbage minute, we'll call it. This is like, we got a few minutes left, so let's just talk about anything not related to anything.
And there it is, folks.
And that's it.
That was it. That was our moment of silence.
Has there been anybody in your life that you did or said something to that you just, it happened really young in your life, and usually it's like for instance, when I was, I think I must have been in the second grade, there were these two kids that were like the popular kids. They were twin brothers, and I was trying to like impress them, and I was telling them jokes and stuff, and then I made fun of I made this Chinese joke. I don't remember the joke, but I just remember making like a Chinese face and mimicking a Chinese person.
Oh, was one of their mothers was Chinese?
Yeah, and these kids were mixed, so I didn't, they didn't look Chinese.
I don't even know
if they were Chinese. Yeah, we won't name names.
No, we won't.
But we were in like in the same clique. You know, I was trying to get into their clique. They were popular kids, right?
Oh, so, but you.
And then I ruined it. Yeah, I said that joke, and then both of them looked at me like, our mother's from, and they told me where she was from, and then. I was like, that happened in the second grade. And I still feel bad about
you
it.
Do?
And I never, like, I don't even know if I apologized. But would it be weird? 38 years later.
There's no statute of limitations on apologies.
Because I see them on Facebook. Yeah. Like, I'm not friends with them on Facebook either. So we went through, I actually left the school that we were all going to that year, and I went to a different school. But I ended up seeing them again in middle school. We went to the same middle school, and I was just very uncomfortable. I never forgot it. It was like, it's not really that harm. I mean, I was a kid. I was a little dumb kid in a pink, kids make jokes about races and stuff like that once in a while. And but to this day, it's still, I think about it. Have you ever done anything like that? It doesn't have to be a Chinese face joke, but.
I don't know.
Something you did that you just wish you could take back or apologize for that you never did. apologize for. All right, Chris is perfect. No, that's the end of our show.
I'm sure there's a ton. Nothing comes to mind. Right.
We're going
to
end the show on that note. Tony is a racist piece of crap.
And I'm perfect. Nothing comes to mind.
All right. You probably didn't do anything.
Oh, I'm sure I have. I just can't think of it because I don't. Obviously, it doesn't bother me. I just don't feel like I.
All right.
Hold it.
Chris, hold your cup up.
Grudge. Why?
Because we're at the end of the show here.
Oh, it is.
And we
got to
do our toast and cheers and happy Saturday. We're drinking coffee from A&E Roastery. Well, actually, it's from my cafe. I buy their beans. They're roasted fresh locally. I grind them here. We brew up the coffee, and we're not having cappuccinos today. We're having I made a drip version of our coffee, so.
Which means we're going to be up all night because it's late and I don't usually drink coffee this late.
It's late. It's 3:54 in the afternoon, and like Chris's mother, she needs to get home to get ready for bed.
I do. It's going to give me the runs, just like Ma.
Yeah. Oh, and thank you, Chris's mom, and also thank you to my son, Harrison, for calling in.
Yeah. We couldn't have planned that better because.
I know.
Yeah.
We're like a real radio show today.
We are. Yeah. Actually, you called Harrison, but I'm not
going to
say my mother called me.
Maybe the next time I'll learn how to figure out how we can take phone calls actually on this podcast. I have the capability to do it, but I haven't figured out how to do it yet. So the technology is just waiting for my fat, chubby fingers to hit it.
All right.
All right. Peace out.
Push it out.
Yap Town Podcast is gone. Don't forget to look us up on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook now.
Right.
Yap Town Podcast, bitches.
Bring it.
Bye.